Am I supposed to sit?
We are now joined by our second and fourth place finishers in the 22nd annual Auto Club 400. We have Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing, and Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Team Penske Ford. So, gentlemen, tough, grueling race out there today. A lot of long green flag runs, a lot of tire fall off. Talk about your race day, Kyle. We'll start with you.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough race from the start. Fell back a little bit and was able to get past a few cars. And then, obviously, Kevin and I had our issue there down the backstretch, just racing hard and side drafting each other for a few laps. And then I think he came down to maybe side draft me down the backstretch and just got in my right rear, and it spun him pretty quick. And then from then on, you know, we had to repair a little damage and then come for the back, and then was able to get to sixth or so on the end of the first stage in a short amount of time, which was good. And then, then there late, we had a issue with the left front on one of our pit stops and then had to come from the back again, maybe that whole last run there. So was good to get all the way to second. Would have, you know, liked to be one spot better, but we couldn't even see Martin. Yeah, got to be a little bit better, but all in all, good day. We fought hard, so that's all we can ask for.
And Brad, talk about your day a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I'm not really sure why I'm here. I finished fourth. we just kind of got the most we had out of it today. We had some decent run, short run speed that could, run and keep those guys honest. But after about five laps, we were just kind of holding on and running it out, trying to hope for a late race yellow or something to, have something for them. But all in all, a decent weekend. We unloaded really not very good at all, and it looked like it was going to be a really long weekend. And we made some good improvements through practice and qualifying and all those things, and got to where we were good enough to, run here back after the top five and just have a solid day. And that's what today was.
Okay, we'll start with Mike up here in the front, then we'll go to Kathy next.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Kyle, you were around Kevin, obviously, quite a bit there in the early going. Do you think he would have had anything for Truex at the end?
Yeah, I felt like, it's so hard to tell early in the race, but just a little bit I was around Kevin. I felt like, he still had the best car. Who's to say, though? He didn't get to really race a whole lot, but the little bit I was around him, his car seemed to get through one and two really good, and I could be fairly even with him in three and four, but one and two, he was really fast, and I'm sure he would have made it better throughout the race. I don't know. He'll be good every weekend.
Kathy Brown, pitting outside the box. I have one question for each of you. I'll start with you, Kyle. Congratulations on a hard-fought second place. What do you think it is that you've been able to find driving the new Chevy that the other teams just can't figure out yet?
It's nothing I've found. I don't know. Our race team has a lot of smart people within our organization. So, anytime we had a rules change over the last, three or four years, the one-off weekends, like Darlington or Michigan, our team would do a good job. And we'd be fast those weekends. So I think they just did a lot of homework on this new car, and for whatever reason, we seem to be a little bit better than the other Chevy teams. So, which we kind of were last year too. I've been happy to see how we've started so far. But we still have a little ways to go to win.
Thank you. And this question is for you, Brad. With Ford and what they've done this year so far, obviously with Kevin winning three races, are you optimistic on how the Fords are going to do this year, or are you still anticipating getting the new body next year?
I think Kevin's been off to a great start. The rest of us maybe just kind of so-so. We haven't really competed, I don't feel like, for a win anywhere. But we've been right in that 5th to 10th range, I think, over the last 4 or 5 weeks. Maybe you could argue we were capable of a lot more, or capable of winning at Daytona, but that turned into what it was. It's still pretty early, but, Kevin's making it look pretty easy when things go his way, and the rest of us are just kind of fit the 10th.
We'll move up front to Jeff and then to Bob.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kyle, when you were racing with Harvick there, were you surprised that you guys were racing as hard as you were at that? Like, did you think one of you was going to let the other person go, or he was going to let you go?
No, I wasn't surprised that we were racing that hard, or he was racing me as hard as he was to try and hold me off, because you know, he'd pitted a lap before me, so I had, you know, a lap fresher tires than him, and was better than him at that point in that little run that we got in. And you know, I think he knew he was better than I was overall, so he's just trying to hold me off and race me hard to maybe burn my stuff up, and then he could stay in front of me and not have to worry about me, you know, 10, 15 laps later when he would be better than me again. So I wasn't surprised that we were racing hard. Was actually having a lot of fun, you're racing like that, because this place is really cool. You can kind of just go wherever, and I was a lot better than him in 3 and 4, and 1 and 2, he was, you know, just a little bit better than me in those few laps, and yeah, just got to battling, you know, really, really hard.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Kyle, the radio chatter was fairly animated after that accident. I mean, were you upset at all? And then was there any damage that you felt impacted the ability of your car the rest of the race?
No, I don't really feel like any damage impacted us, because we were able to drive to the front, you know, right after that. Yeah, I mean, I was pretty amped up on the radio there right after, just because I felt like, at the time, I felt like, you know, maybe he let his frustration build and kind of just ran into me down the backstretch and wrecked himself. And then, you know, I thought he would be mad at me or something like that, which I knew I didn't do anything wrong at the time. So, you know, a couple minutes later, they let me know that he was taking the blame for it on the radio, which was nice, and I was able to chill out some. But, yeah, I mean, I respect Kevin a lot, and I think he respects me a lot too. So, you never want to see anything like that happen.
The issue that they had to fix, was that something that just broke, or was that a mistake, or what was that?
I haven't exactly seen what broke. It sounded like brake duct or something fell in between the wheel. So yeah, I don't know if that was something that the pit crew guys had, you know, hit and broke or whatever, but I'm just glad I could feel it under that caution and was able to pit, because that would have you know, ruined our day had I not.
We'll go back to Mike up here in the front.
Yeah, Brad, what's the sort of impact of Harvick not winning now after he won 3? Does everybody kind of feel better? or
I don't know. Do you feel better, Mike?
Doesn't matter to me. But I mean, you know what I mean. If he had won another one, it's 4 in a row. Momentum continues to build. Does this kind of take some of the edge off that or not?
I don't know. I still think the 4 car is probably the best car in the field right now. You know, things didn't come together for him today. There'll probably be a race in the future where he's not the fastest and it does come together. It's just how things work. But, no, I don't think anything changes with the 4 car being right now the fastest car in the field. And I can't speak for, you know, the internals of their team, but I could speak for mine, and that I would move on a little disappointed and be pretty happy to still be the fastest car.
Any more questions downstairs? Okay, we're going to move up to the terrace.
No questions in the terrace press.
And all right.
And then any more questions in the skybox?
No questions.